The Gemara Numanda Peyalef Mudbeis discusses the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. The Gemara is bothered by the pasuk that tells us that Yom Kippur begins Basisha L'Chodesh Ba'erev on the 9th of Tishrei at night. And of course we know that Yom Kippur is on the 10th. And why is it then that the Torah formulates the Din Yom Kippur in that fashion? The Gemara tells us the Chiddush that Masfil Umis'ane Miba'od Yom. It's necessary to begin the fast of Yom Kippur not on the 10th, but already toward the 10th, Basisha L'Chodesh Ba'erev. And therefore, the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. The Gemara continues that Ein Li'ela Bichnisaso. I know this means one has to begin Yom Kippur early. What about extending Yom Kippur at its conclusion? The Gemara tells us Me Erev Ad Erev. What is true before, a mitzvah of Tosefes extends at the end of Yom Kippur as well. And then the Gemara raises the question that Ein Li'ela Yom HaKippurim. But how do we know that this applies even on Shabbos and Yantiv? The Gemara quotes the end of the Pasuk of Tishbisu Shabbatchem, Komakom Shenemar Shvos, Mosifin Michol Alakodesh. A person is obligated to begin Yom Kippur early to end late, and the same is true when it comes to Shabbos and Yantif as well. When you look in the Gemara in the previous Amudah, Pei Aleph, Amud Aleph, it's clear from the Gemara that Tosefes Yom HaKippurim is a din daraisa. Because the Gemara raises the following question. If a person, Rachmana Litzlan, does Mlachar eats on Yom Kippur, he is Chayiv Kares. The Gemara raises the issue that Yachol Yehei Anashal HaTosefes, that maybe you would think that this applies even when it comes to Tosefes as well. A person is Mosif Mechala Kodesh, then eats and does Malacha. Indeed, is there a Chayiv Kares? The Gemara says no. After all, the Torah tells us, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, and therefore, the Gemara's Dari shall eat sumal shayom, in the midst of the day. There is a chiv of kares, but there is no kares for Tosefes. So very simply, the fact that a posuk is necessary to tell us that there is no onesh of kares seems clearly to indicate that indeed this is a din daraisa. If this would only be a takana drabanan, it should be self-evident that there isn't kares. But the Torah goes out of its way and teaches us betzem hayom hazeh. And when you look in the Sugi and Beit Sandaf Lamed Amad Aleph, there the Gemara is explicit. There the Gemara discusses a fascinating Sugi, a theme for a separate shir, of Mutav Shei Shogigin Valyuhu Mizidin, that there is a mitzvah daraisa of Hocheach Tochiach Es Amisecha. A person is obligated to give tochacha to one who is acting inappropriately. But there are many different halachic guidelines to this mitzvah of tochacha. And one of the overarching principles is that sugya of mutav shei shogigin valyuhu mizidin, if a person is doing so inadvertently. And as a result of my divrei tochacha, I'm not making the situation better. But the person will continue to do it now, b'mezid, as opposed to before, b'shogeg. So therefore, under certain circumstances, it is best to allow the person to violate the avera b'shogeg than to have him do so b'mezid. And the example the Gemara gives is Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. Individuals who were meticulous about Yom Kippur, but apparently not true when it came to the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. And the Gemara asks, what is the chiddush of that example? To tell us that this concept of Mutar Shei Shogigin Valyuhu Mizidin is applicable even when it comes to a din daraisa. Not only din drabanan, but even Tosefes, which indeed is a mitzvah min haTorah. A theme for a separate shir, does it mean all mitzvos daraisa or certain mitzvos daraisa? That's a fundamental dion, but clearly the Gemara cites Tosefes Yom HaKippurim as an example of a din daraisa where we assume the principle of mutav shei shogin valyuhu mizidin. Rabbi Nachasid writes, there will be nisra lifneiver to give a person tochacha, and as a result of my tochacha now, I've made the situation far worse. I didn't make the situation better. The person was a shogeg. Now he's amazed. So therefore, under those circumstances, do not give tochacha in that fashion. But for our purpose, explicit, that the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, although it's a drasha, is a drasha gemura daraisa. Okay? But what about the following? The hemshech of that gemara, yimadach pe'alaf medbeis, that not only is there a mitzvah Tosefes on Yom Kippur, but even when it comes to Shabbos, even when it comes to Yantif as well. Is that ribuy also a din daraisa? Or maybe one could explicit, the theme of the pasuk is Yom Kippur, that's Mufurish Bakra. And the drasha of Tishbisu Shabachem Komakam Shnemar Shvos, how necessarily do we know that that is considered to be a din darais? And that is a very fundamental machlokes rishonim. When you look in the Sugyan Brachos and Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, there the Gemara tells us the following, that Rav Tzeli Shal Shabbos be'erev Shabbos, that Rav used to daven Marav early on Erev Shabbos. And the Gemara continues and raises the issue, good, tefillah, I understand. What about when it comes to Kiddush? Omer Kiddush Alakos? Oh, eino Omer Kiddush Alakos. And the Gemara concludes that yes, that Omer Kiddush Alakos. Not only can a person daven Marav early, but one could make Kiddush Mibod Yom as well. So explicit in Gemara, one could fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Mibod Yom, simply Bizman, HaTosefes, as Rashi explains. Now, when it comes, for example, to Kiddush, Kiddush is a mitzvah, daraisa. That's explicit, the Sugyan Brachos and Afchav, and Shvuas and Afchav, Aseres Adibros, Zachar Yisrema Shabbos Lekadsho. The Sifron Parshas Chukosai tells us that, realize that Zechira does not just simply mean a mindset, an awareness, but Zechira means Shetei Shona Beficha, that it has to be expressed. And therefore, a mitzvah daraisa of Kiddush. Yes, it's a machlokas rishonim. What exactly is necessary for Kiddush? Do you need yayin? Do you need te'ima? But Kiddush in some shape or form is a mitzvah daraisa. And yet, that could be fulfilled bizman hatosefes. How exactly is that possible? So if you look at the Ra'ah, Nasugyan Brachos, and Daf Chav Zayin, the Ra'ah writes that apparently you see that the mitzvah Tosefes is a din daraisa. Not only when it comes to Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, but even regarding Tosefes Shabbos as well, because Kiddush and Shabbos is a mitzvah daraisa, and yet you're yotzei during Tosefes, so therefore does not indicate that Tosefes Shabbos is a din daraisa as well. And if you look in the Ur Zarua Pilchos Erev Shabbos, Simin Yud Daled, Zarua writes the same, Hikshra ben Yaakov mikorbil, that how is it possible to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Daraisa during the Zman of Tosefes? The answer is that Tosefes Shabbos is a din Daraisa. And other Rishonim disagree. If you look in the Mordechai is found in Megillah and Perek Beis, in Simen Tov Shin Sari Ches, there, well, the Mordechai assumes Tosefes Shabbos is only a din Drabana. Take a look at that Mordechai. That's a fascinating Mordechai on many, many different levels. The Mordechai is discussing the following. If you have an individual who is only a Bar Chiyuva Drabanan, is it possible for him to be Motzi one who is a Bar Chiyuva on a level of Daraisa? For example, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that a Summa is Pater Min HaMitzvos. And if a Summa is Pater Midaraisa from a mitzvah, even if he is obligated Midrabanan, but is it possible for a Summa to be Motzi others if they're obligated Min HaTorah? For example, if Kiddush is a mitzvah Daraisa, can a Summa recite Kiddush on behalf of others? That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rov Rosham do not pass like Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yerucham assumes like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. So indeed, if you assume that Midaraisa Asuma is Pater, Poshim Shad, one could argue that no, that how is that possible? If they're obligated, Minat Torah. I would say Poshim Shad, the Sugim Brachos and Davchav. Oh, but the Mordechai says yes. Asuma, even if he's Pater Midaraisa, he's Chayv and Kiddush Drabanan, he can be Motzi Achim B'dei Chavos. And Veharaya, Tosefes Shabbos is only Drabanan. Whoa, and yet the Gemara says that Rav Tzeli Shal Shabbos, Berev Shabbos, Umekadesh. So just like you can be Yotzi the mitzvah daraisa of Kiddush during the Zman of Tosefes, which is only Drabanan. Wow, so who are Dinami? You can be Yotzi Yedei Bar Chiyuv Drabanan as well. Because if you're going to distinguish and say, well, that's not true, Drabanan is insufficient, how can you fulfill the mitzvah during the Zman of Tosefes? Wow, so that's something which is stunning. But that again, the Shita of the Mordechai. That Mordechai is very important for many, for many, many different reasons. Famous shita of the Mordechai. Okay. What's surprising is if you look in the Rambam makes no mention of Tosefes Shabbos. The Rambam does quote that Gemara, Yuman Daf Pe'alef Mabeis, in Hilchos Shvisas Asa, in the Dinim of Yom HaKippur, in Perek Aleph Halachavav. There the Rambam writes, you have to be in Yom Kippur early. And there's something surprising. If you were to ask me, what do you mean that you have to be in Yom Kippur early? I would tell you the following. You have to refrain from everything that's forbidden in Yom Kippur. That means Inui and Malacha. So therefore, a person has to begin the Tainus early and everything that that entails. And also, obviously, you have to refrain from doing Malacha already on the 9th of Tishrei toward night. When you look in the Rambam, there's something surprising. When the Rambam mentions this Din Daraisa Tosefes Yom HaKippurim and Alevav, the Rambam writes, Maschil Lotzum Ulis Anos. Begin the fast early, and refrain from the Shari Surim, the Shari Nuyim. It's surprising. The Rambam does not mention Tosefes Malacha. The Rambam mentions Tosefes Inu. Now, not only is that important in terms of what is Tosefes and Yom Kippur, but obviously, if you're going to extend Yom Kippur to Shabbos and Yantiv, you're not extending Inuyim, you're not extending the Tainus. You're going to argue that just as there's a concept of Tosefes Malacha when it comes to Yom Kippur, that is extended to Shabbos and Yantiv as well. So if the Rambam does not mention Tosefes Malacha at all, but rather Tosefes Inui, it would be surprising to extend that to Shabbos and Yantiv. So I'll tell you to that extent, Lushitasein. The Rambam in Hilchos Shvisas Asur writes that Tosefes means that Maschilos and Lizanos, guess what? You don't find in Hilchos Shabbos any mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. The Rambam seems to understand that yes, Tosefes is Yom Kippur, but not when it comes to Shabbos, not when it comes to Yantiv. The Rambam did not paskin like that Hemshech of the Gemara. In Yuman, Daf Pe'alef Mabeis, the Gon points out that Pashup Shatharam paskin like Yerushalmi, that there's Tosefes and Yom Kippur, but not necessarily Tosefes Shabbos. What exactly does it mean that there isn't Tosefes Shabbos? There's a Magid Mishnah elsewhere, Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Dalet, Halacha Gimel, where Magid Mishnah writes that means, according to the Rambam Shita, Lo Matsinu Kabbalah Oseres. It means there's no vehicle, there's no tool, it doesn't work, according to the Rambam. It's like Ein Bo Mamish. What do you mean you're beginning Shabbos early? A person will say today it's Shabbos. It doesn't become Shabbos. Poshub Shab Magid Mishnah writes, according to the Rambam, it's not just simply that there's no chiyuv of, but there's no tool, there's no vehicle. Lo Mahani Kabbalaso. Ah, that's an interesting chiddush. The context of that Magid Mishnah is Shabbos Chanukah. What should you do first, Ner Shabbos or Ner Chanukah? I would like to argue that the Ner Shabbos should come first, because when I have two mitzvahs, typically I would assume the principle of Tadir Rishenu Tadir, Tadir Kodem. However, that how are you going to apply that on Shabbos? Once you bench lift, you begin Shabbos, you're going to like the Ner Chanukah now. The Magid Mishnah writes, but according to the Rambam, no, because Lo Matsinu Kabbalah Oseres, that's not true according to the Rambam Shita, meaning that the Ram does not have the mitzvah of Tosefes. And I'll tell you an unbelievable chiddush. There is a Rambam elsewhere. This Rambam is found in Pirush Mishnayis, Meseches Tainis, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav, where the Rambam has a mitzvah of Tosefes elsewhere. But you know what? Incredible. Not when it comes to Shabbos, not when it comes to Yantiv. The Rambam has a mitzvah of Tosefes Tisha B'Av. Tosefes Tisha B'Av. After all, Ein Ben Tisha B'Av the Yom HaKippurim. No? And therefore, what's true of Yom Kippur is true midrabanan of Tisha B'Av. So it's pretty unbelievable that the Rambam has a mitzvah of Tosefes Tisha B'Av, even though the Rambam has a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. And I'll tell you, that's beautifully l'shitase. That the Rambam, who understood the mitzvah of Tosefes is not malacha, but it's rather Tosefes Inui, meaning it's not Halach in Kedusha Sayom, it's Halach in Inuyim, in Tainus Tzibur, V'nisem es nafsho seichem. So therefore, if there's going to be an expansion, You're going to extend it to Tisha B'Av, but not when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov. And that is the Rambam Shita. Wow, something stunning. How does the Rambam then understand that sugya? In Brachos and Daf Chav Zayin, there the Gemara tells us that what do you mean? That Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos, Barav Shabbos. He can daven early. And Rashi says that's because of Tosefes. The Rambam would have to understand that Gemara even without Tosefes. So guess what the Rambam does? When you look in the Rambam Nochos Tefillah, Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin, the Rambam writes, what right do you ever have to daven Marav early? The Rambam does not write Tosefes. The Rambam writes that Tefillah Sarvis is Rishus, and Ein Medaktik in Bisman. It's because of the nature of Marav. Marav is Rishus. Brachos Chav Zayin. Marav is Rishus. And Ein Medaktik in Bismana. Wow, that's a stunning Chiddush of the Rambam. I'll tell you, it's a twofold Chiddush. Chiddush number one is simply the din of the Rambam, that because Arvis is a Rishus, so therefore the allowance to daven early. I'll tell you Chiddush number two, because when you look in the Rambam Nochos Tefillah, the Rambam seems to argue that Marav was a Rishus, but Marav is Manazez a Rishus, really take it or leave it. What do you mean? Shavila Kachova, the Rambam is Kfar Nagel, Yisrael Bechoma, Komosh Moshvaseyim, that what do you mean? Marav still remains a Rishus. Oh, so I'll tell you, yes, yes. The Cheftza Tefillah Arvis remains Yitvilas Rishus. And that's stunning. Reb Chaim doesn't discuss that aspect of it. Reb Chaim demonstrates from the Shita Sarabam, Berakut of Hilchos Tefillah, that even though, yes, we've accepted upon ourselves to daven Tefillah Arvis each and every night, but you know what? The Cheftza Shel Tefillah remains a Tefillas Rishus. Marev is not identical to Shacharis and Mincha. In other words, ooh, classic Reb Chaim. There's a chovas hagavra to daven a tefillas nedava each and every night. There's a chovas hagavra, but the tefillah remains a tefillas rishus. Even though shavila kachov, one can't equate marav with shachris emincha. Shachris emincha, by essence, by definition, is a tefillas chova. That's not true of tefillas arvis. Tefillas arvis always was and remains a tefillas rishus. If I go ahead and I make a neder that I'm going to bring, right, a carbon nedava, guess what? Even if I'm obligated to do so, but the carbon remains a carbon nedava. The fact that I said I promise to, I commit to, yes, there's a chovas hagavra to offer a carbon nedava. There's a chovas hagavra to daven a tefillas nedava, tefillas rishus. And therefore, it's not surprising that the Rambam writes that the dinim of Tefillah Sarav is based on Tefillah Sarav's Rishus, Archai V'Kayim Ibn Bizman Azeh. This is a classic example that the Rambam writes, Gimel Zayin. Oh, that's the Shitaseh. If the Rambam doesn't have Tosefes, how does the Rambam explain the Gemara of Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos Barav Shabbos? The Rambam says nothing to do with Tosefes. It's because Tefillah Sarav's Rishus, and if you look in the Rambam, it's Mahurish, where the Rambam writes that's not limited to Shabbos. It's not limited to Shabbos. You can daven Marav early because Tefillah Sarvis is Rishus. It's not only on Shabbos because of Tosefes. Okay. So that's how the Rambam explains that Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos Barav Shabbos. That's Chav Zayinu and Aleph. Yechav Zayinu Beis means Kiddush, Kiddush. How exactly does that work? How exactly does that work? But Kiddush is a Rishus. Kiddush is a mitzvah d'araisa. Brachos d'afchav, Shavuos d'afchav. How exactly does that work? So this somehow the Rambam is going to have to address in Baruch Hashem. The Rambam addresses. Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chav Tes, Halach Yud Aleph. The Rambam is bothered. What right do you have to make Kiddush Mibod Yom? So the Rambam writes something which is stunning. V'yesh l'la'adam l'kadeh shalach koser Shabbos Mibod Yom af kol pi shalo nechnasa ha-Shabbos. Oh, that's unbelievable, no? You can make Kiddush even though Shabbos has not yet begun. Well, not because of Tosefes. It tells you something incredible about the mitzvah of Kiddush. Kiddush does not have to be made on Shabbos. The Rambam writes that, you know what, as long as it's considered to be samuch l'knisasa, that's enough. That's enough. If you look in the Tosos Arash, in Brachos Chav Zayin Oveiz, Dermaschel Omer, the Tosos Rash writes the following. You know why? Because after all, the Torah tells us, Zachar Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, V'lo k'siv zachar b'yom ha-Shabbos. It doesn't say Kiddush on Shabbos. It says zachar es yom ha-Shabbos l'kadsha. And that could be samuch l'knisas ha-Shabbos. That's pretty incredible. Where did the Rambam get this from? I'll tell you, get this from. When you look in the Gemara, the Rambam would write, this is my Kiddush. Because that very Gemara, Brachas Chav Zayin, that says that you can make Kiddush early, the Gemara says that if necessary, you can make Havdalah early. You can make Havdalah early. Well, that's because of Tosefes. Let's say Tosef describes a person is Yotze L'derech, and the only opportunity for him to make Havdalah is right here and now. You know what I'm going to tell a person? They're still in Isra Malacha. Don't go ahead and light your ner for Havdalah, but you can be Mavdil Mi Bod Yom. So that's what the Rambam writes. V'chein Mavdil HaKos Mi Bod Yom Afal Pisha Dayin Hi Shabbos. Whoa. The Gemara doesn't only apply this to Kiddush. The Gemara applies it to Havdalah. And don't forget the Rambam Shita Perachates HaFach HaShabbos that not only is Kiddush a mitzvah daraisa, because of Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsha, Havdalah is a mitzvah daraisa. So if Havdalah is a mitzvah daraisa, and you can be mavdol mibod yom, you cannot explain the nature of this halacha based on the concept of Tosefes. It must be based on something else entirely. And that is that, look, that zechira, there's a mitzvah zechira. And the mitzvah zechira is to set Shabbos apart from Yimei HaChol. And according to the Rambam Shita, that when you make Kiddush, you're not mekadesh the yom, you're mishabeach the yom. And therefore, one could do so when Shabbos is about to begin or when Shabbos is about to depart. It doesn't exactly have to be at that time. Look, if I'm Mekadesh the Yom, so I understand. So you need a Kedusha Sayom. So when I make Kiddush, it becomes Shabbos. Then you're Mekadesh the Yom. The Gemara writes in Beitza, Daf Yud Zayin. The Kedusha of Shabbos is Mekadesh V'Kaima. Kedush Baruch Hu is Mekadesh the Yom. So what are you doing to make Kiddush? You're demonstrating that Shabbos is set apart from the Yemei HaChol. You're expressing the uniqueness of Shabbos. So the Rambam writes, Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. That can be done Samach L'Knisas HaShabbos and Samach L'Yitzias HaShabbos. Wow, that's exactly the Rambam Shita. And that's exactly why it's not limited to Kiddush, but can apply even when it comes to cases of Havdalah. Oh, so that's an important Kiddush. Okay, so the Rambam, all the Shita say, that Tzalisho Shabbos is not because of Tosefes, Kiddush is not because of Tosefes. The Rambam's Kiddush that yes, we have Tosefes Yom Kippur, but not Tosefes Shabbos, not Tosefes Yom Tov. I'll tell you an important Kiddush, an important Ta'ara, a Ritva, Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes. How is it that a person fulfills the mitzvah of Tosefes? How exactly is that done? So the Ritva writes a chiddush that it's not through bittul malacha bilvad. It's not through bittul malacha bilvad. I sit back b'shev al tase and I do nothing. That's the mitzvah of Tosefes. But rather, the Ritva writes yosifu bidvarim shel kedusha. Tefillah, Kiddush, something is necessary. Prishim HaMelacha itself is not sufficient for the mitzvah Tosefes. That's something which is pretty important. Rabbi Pesach Frank discusses this. Mikrei Kodesh Yom Narayim, Simen Lamed Ches, quotes a diuk of Urzarua, that also indeed is true. You don't just simply fulfill the mitzvah Tosefes, b'shev al taseh, sitting back and doing nothing. You know what? I see that Shki is at 8 o'clock. So what am I going to do now? I'm going to do malach until 8 o'clock. I'm going to sit there and flip the light on off until 8 o'clock and stop exactly at. Yeah, that's crazy. No? You're playing with fire. You have shit that's insane. You know, imagine, you don't even have a clock. No? In the Gemara, like, you have an idea of what time it is. But you know what? So obviously, I'm going to refrain from doing malacha before literally the Zman. The Rashi writes in Parshas Breishis, no? Vayechal Elokim v'yom ha'shvi. Yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu finished Bria Shemayim v'aretz on day 7. Didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu finish on 6 days? No, v'yom ha'shvi shavas v'nafash. What does it mean, v'yechal Elokim v'yom ha'shvi? So Rashi writes the two biurim. Maybe yes, that Shabbos itself was a Bria, or Shabbos b'manucha. Or Rashi writes the following, that no, Kadosh Baruch Hu yogia itav ragav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to stop exactly at the moment that Erev Shabbos ended and Shabbos began. But Abbas of Adam isn't capable of that. Rashi writes, Abbas of Adam, tzarech losik mechal kodesh. We have to begin early. Rashi writes that, no? You almost get the impression from Rashi, but again, be careful. But lekach tov, simen ches, Yosef Engel, that maybe the reason for Tosef is a siyah, not a malacha. Since we don't know precisely when, whoa, you better give yourself a safety net. You have to begin early. Yeah, it's a chiddush to assume that that's what Tosefes is. But you know, I'll tell you Tosus's kasha. At the beginning of the shir, I mentioned the sugya beis of Aflamid. What was the Gemara discussing? Mutav shoshogim v'alim mezidim? That there were individuals who were very careful about Yom Kippur, but they weren't careful about Tosefes. And the Chachamim felt, Mutav shoshogim v'alim mezidim. Tosus is bothered. What does that mean? What does that mean? They fulfilled Yom Kippur meticulously, but somehow not Tosefes. What does that mean? Yom Kippur begins 6:30. So what did they do? They ate until 6:30. And that's when they took the last bite. They ate as they were turning the light on and off, until 6:30. Obviously, they stopped a few minutes earlier. No, you're dealing with Nisr Kares. Well, of course you stop earlier. So what does it mean they were meticulous about Yom Kippur, but they weren't fulfilling the mitzvah Tosefes? What does that mean? Well, I'll tell you a Pashut Teretz, a Ritvan Rosh Hashanah Dav Tes, that stopping eating and stopping malach is not enough. That's not enough. More is necessary. More is necessary. You need some type of Kabbalah, of Kedusha Sayom, Bukum Vesei, a Tefillah, a Kiddush, something beyond. Oh. Tosus doesn't write that teretz. You know what Tosus writes? You see from that Gemara? That it's possible to be careful about Shabbos and not Tosefes? Oh, Tosus says the following. You see from the Gemara, there must be a shear to Tosefes. There must be a shear to Tosefes. And you know what? The safety net is not enough. I'm going to play it safe. I'm going to stop doing malacha on Erev Shabbos 3 minutes before Shkia. Well, apparently, you see, that's not enough. That's not enough for Tosefes. That's what Tosus writes. And the Baal Tosus writes that, you know what, we're not exactly sure what the shear is, because there's no Gemara that mentions a shear for Tosefes, but there must be a shear. Because if there's no shear, if you can be able to say Tosefes with a few minutes or with a few seconds, so what do you mean that people fulfilled Shabbos and didn't fulfill Tosefes? They didn't go down literally to the wire. So there must be a shear. Maybe one could medayik in that Tosos, a great chiddush, maybe yes, maybe no. Well, that's the Mikrei Kodesh, in Yom Raim Simen Lamedches. Maybe one could be medayik that you see according to Tosos, you don't need an act of Kabbalah, against the Ritva. Against the Ritva. Because if you need an act of Kabbalah, the Torah's going to be very simple. Of course they stopped, but they didn't do more. They didn't do more. Maybe they stopped 15 minutes before Shkia. But that's not enough. You have to be mosif bedvarim shekedusha, tefillah, kiddush. You have to do more. It's not enough simply to. Wow. So maybe that Tosus is against the ritual. Maybe one could argue, you know, the Tosus is not. The Tosus is not against. How's that possible? I would suggest a simple. No? Simple. The Gemara says, mutiv sheshogin volume is eating. You know what? I'm going to tell the person that there's a mitzvah Tosefes. They're going to be very reluctant. So Chazal said, let it be better shogeg than mezid. What does that mean? Better shogeg than mezid. You know, I tell you, each one of you has to make a seam on Masechah Shabbos. No, because, you know, like, you're learning Shabbos all year. Right? You're not going to make a seam on the Masechta. You'd learn the Masechta. So when are you going to make a seam on the Masechta? So maybe you're going to tell me, no, that's very, very hard to do. Okay, so I'll give you an easier challenge. You know what the easier challenge is? That a minute before Shabbos begins, when you're not doing malacha anyway, because you're not going to risk doing malacha down to the wire, just say, I accept upon myself Shabbos. So you know you're going to tell me, that's too difficult. That's einat sibir achalamabo. That's very arduous. That's beyond my capacity. Beyond my capacity to do what? You're not doing malacha anyway. You're not eating anyway. The only problem is you need a kabbalah bakum v'asei. So have a kabbalah bakum v'asei. You know what? Skip to the tefillah zakah. In the middle of tefillah zakah, it says, v'hinenem yikabah la'kedushas yom kippur. No, that's too hard. That's too hard. What's so hard? Maybe that's what's bothering Tosis. Why did the Gemara think that this is an example of Mutashe Shogun Valyam Yisidin? That's what's bothering Tosis. If the whole problem is you need some kind of Kabbalah Bakum V'Asei, why is that so difficult? Why is that so difficult? Oh, so Tosis says, no, Al Karchach, there must be a shir. And let's say the shir is somewhat significant. So you're going to tell people, you know what? I know you're fasting the entire day, it's Yom Kippur, but let's begin significantly early. Oh, that I understand already. It's a motiv sheshogam al yimizidin. That's an imposition. That already I understand, that maybe some people will say, really, really? All the years, all I did was fasting Yom Kippur. I didn't fast an extra 45 minutes. No? Okay. And you know what? It looks dark out to me, and I'm going to say, no. Wait for a Rabbeinu Tam. No? A person might say, you know, no, that's very hard for me. So maybe that's the Raya of Tosis, that there must be a shir. Not because of Kumbes Evers or Sheval Tas. There must be a shir because how else do you understand Mutar Sheshogin Valyum Mizidin? In which case, I would argue it's not necessarily Muchach that Tosis would disagree with the Ritva. That Ritva is very, very important. Now the Bir Halacha writes, based on the Ramah, that you have to accept upon yourself Yom Kippur, accept upon yourself Shabbos, accept upon yourself the fact that it's Yontif. Right? You know, if you're davening Kabbalah Shabbos before Shkia, maybe an early minion this time of the year, good. So part of the Kabbalah Shabbos is Kabbalah Shabbos. But for most of the year, by the time you get to Kabbalah Shabbos, you're well into Ben Hashmashos. There I will tell you, at least, beyond the safety net, you know, at least 5 minutes, 10 minutes, right before Shkia, accept upon yourself the fact that now it's Shabbos, just like those who meticulously say Tefillah Zakah, that you say that he makabalai Kedushas Yom HaKippurim, but realize that we paskin, not like that Rambam, we paskin that there's a mitzvah tosefes, not only when it comes to Yom Kippur, but there's a mitzvah tosefes even when it comes to cases of Shabbos and Yom Tov as well, okay? There is a fascinating machlokis rooted in, no doubt, Rishonim, but a fascinating machlokis, the Taz and the Marshal. What exactly is accomplished when it comes to Tosefes? When a person is Mosif, Mechol HaKodesh, so what does he do? What does he do? It's a pretty incredible machlokis, Taz and Marshal, Simen Reish Sadi Aleph. It's Mefurish in Gemara, you can daven early. Rav Salish HaShabbos Barav Shabbos. Mefurish in Gemara, you can make Kiddush. You can make Kiddush early. That's clear as well. What about Suda Shabbos? Can you fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos Mibol Yom during Tosefes? Because after all, when it comes to Suda Shabbos, there the Gemara Shabbos, Kuf Yed Zayin, Ichluhu Hayom. Ichluhu hayom. Eat on the day of Shabbos. On the day of Shabbos. Let's say that also Sarosh. When it comes to Kiddush, Zachar es yom haShabbos lekadsho. V'lo nemar Zachar b'yom haShabbos lekadsho. So when it comes to Kiddush, Zachar es. Yeah, but when it comes to Suda, not es. Ichlu hayom. Ichlu hayom. Doesn't Ichlu hayom seem to indicate on the day of Shabbos? On the day of Shabbos? I understand that a mitzvah sechira can be mibod yom. But the mitzvah achila v'ichlu hayom can be mibod yom. Is that really true? Oh, so that's the Chiddush of the Marshal. That Tosefes is insufficient for the mitzvah of Suda. Mishnah Berurah cites this Marshal. Oh, Sefer Chasidim. But you know what? You're going to make early Shabbos, and you're going to daven mibod yom. Good. Brachos Chav Zayin. You'll make Kiddush mibod yom. Good. Brachos Chav Zayin. But you know what? See to it that the Suda continues, Zmiris, Divrei Torah, and you know what? Have a Kazayah Sapas after Tzeis. Because Ichlo Hayom requires Ichlo Hayom. That's the deal, the Tosas, Psachim Tzaditesim Aveis. And that is the Marshal. That's the Marshal. Wow. So Tosefis can work, yes, for Kiddush, but not for Siddur. Not for Siddur. So you mean I can't even make Kiddush early? No. Make Kiddush early. Just see to it. We'll have to discuss, you know. So according to the Marshal, what exactly is the status of everything that you ate? I make Kiddush early. Right? And I had a delicious Suda. Right? A delicious Suda. Yeah? And, you know, at the very end of the Suda, I had a Kazayah Sapas because... And everything that happened until now, what is that? Is it really true that according to Marshal, that's only Achila de Rishus? An Achila de Rishus. The Gemara says that Rav did not want to partake in Achila de Rishus. No, that's only an Achila de Rishus. Yeah, that's like a meal on a Tuesday. Is that really true? That would be hard to argue, no? But if the Pasuk is Echlu Hayom, Echlu Hayom, right, we'll have to discuss. That's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush of Marshal. To see to it, Ichlu Hayom Tavakazai Sapas, where it's the day of Shabbos, and the Taz disagrees. And the Taz disagrees. The Taz maintains that, no, that you are Mosif Mechala Kodesh. And if you're Mosif Mechala Kodesh, and again, we assume, like the Ra'ah, like the Zeruah, Tosefis is a Din Daraisa. That's called Ichlu Hayom. That is called Ichlu Hayom. You know what? You can bench even before Shkia. Right? You can daven early, make Kiddush early. You have your Suda immediately. You can bench before Shkia. And someone says, did you have a Suda on Shabbos? That's of course. Because of Tosefes. So that's a pretty, pretty fascinating machlokas. Now that whether Tosefes will meet that requirement of Ichlu Hayom, of Ichlu Hayom. That's the Taz, Reis Tari Aleph, Sukkot and Vav. But yeah, that's true. Your Yotzei, even if you complete the Suda, Kodem Halayla. So this will give rise to an incredible discussion. Machlokas Rishonim, but the Taz, the Marshal, with many nafkaminas, many nafkaminas lahalacha. To what extent does Tosefes transform the day? Does Tosefes simply impose an Isser Malacha on the previous day? Or is it more than that? That is transformative. That as a result of Tosefes, Kalayla v'machar mamish, The day indeed is transformed. You know, if you look in the Shach in Yerodea, Kuf Tzarivav, a pretty fascinating deal that when it comes, for example, to Sfira Sayyamim, counting Shivinikim, how does that work when it comes to Tosefes? Can I really argue that even though it's Makabel Shabbos, but it's still Friday? Or Jari, that's not true? And the Shach there even links this when it comes to Sfiras Omer as well. Sfiras Omer. You know what? You daven Mariv. And all of a sudden they announced in Shul, you know, we didn't count Sfira because this was really Minyan. So you know what? Remember, it took, all of a sudden I realized, I didn't count last night. I didn't count last night. No? Oh, Baruch Hashem, it's before Shkia. You'll count without a bracha to continue to count now with a bracha. But how is that impacted by Tosefes? So what I wanted to take a look at, maybe we'll have to be mamshich. No, there are a lot of sugyas that weave with this issue. But what is the capacity of Tosefos? To what extent does Tosefos have the ability to literally transform the day? Does that really mean that it's mamish laila? It's laila. The mitzvos that are dependent on laila, one could fulfill really at that time? Or is that not the case? Or is that not the case? So the Rama Komas I gave you just several examples, four different cases of the Taz, where the Taz works with this situation, this principle that Tosefos is something which is transformative. It's not just simply imposing an Isser Melacha Mibol Yom. You know, when you look in that sugya we began with, Yuma Daf Pei Aleph, the Gemara says that Yachli Onish Kareis Ala Tosefos. You know, without Exeris Akosuv, of the Etzim Mezeh, you know what I would have said? I would have said that if you're Mosif HaKodesh and you eat on Yom Kippur, you're Chayv Kareis. It sounds like this is not just a secondary, ancillary, external Kabbalah, like a din neder, a neder. The Gemara says, if not for Exeris HaKosuv, you think you're Chayv Kareis. It's like eating on Yom Kippur, doing Malach on Yom Kippur itself. You know, it sounds from the Gemara that something is transformed. That, so the Torah has to go out of its way and tell us. It's not called Etzem HaYom HaZeh. It's still called Tosefos. But at least you see from the Dion of the Gemara that this is something which is striking. Okay, so let's go through. So Emir Tzashem, I'll have to continue. Maybe in the next year, right, we'll discuss that how this weaves with the Rambam sheet in general when it comes to Kiddush, and the Taz, the Marshal, the four Nafkaminas that they have, and to what extent the Tosefos has a capacity, as the Taz writes, to absolutely transform the day itself. Okay, so that's Hashem. We'll stop here. Maybe Mamshech, right, with this theme in the next year. Okay. All right.